Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
God damn it, that song swept the nation today.
Oh, dude.
Ross, I'll give you this. Like, the nation. I really like this song. Like, I like singing it. I like listening to it. I really like this song.
I know.
Oh, we know.
I know.
We know.
Oh, God damn it. I am a fucking beast. Just an absolute beast.
We were shocked how good it was, Ross.
That
was
no shit. And we'll get into this story later after the sponsors, because this is a great one. Somebody named Ellen DeGeneres called today and wants to use that song. So we'll get into that. We'll get into that. No problem. Welcome to the kids. Welcome to the show, kids. Or welcome to
Hello.
The kids show.
Hello.
We got Matt. We had Matthew Best.
We had a drunk episode the other time, and I was seeing some memes come out from it. I was like, yo, I didn't need to say that.
That's a lot great. Of people like, said that like was being... our best episode ever. Not only did we have your sexual number between Sorority House and Charlie Sheen.
But no, then, it was, yeah. God damn.
Then it closed with We Are All Harambe. Literally, a bunch of people just sent like pictures of their cars on fire, and they were like, this was the best episode of all time.
It was a fun one, you know? I like being vulnerable on the podcast.
They're just like on their commuter home. You know what? Fuck it. I'm lighting the car on fire. This is it. This is it. This is what I've been waiting for.
Trying to pry info out of Jason was, Jesus. I felt like I was trying to break into a goddamn vault.
We love him, but that's he is. He's locked down like Fort Knox, man. You know.
I know. He when he got into his story about jams, different types of jams. I knew we were in for some hard times.
But that's completely real, Ross. Yeah, that's not even like fucking.
But you haven't had the jam yet. Once you eat the jam, you're going to be
it's
like,
amazing.
It's the jam.
It's absolutely amazing,
dude. Imagine a jam that changes your life. Imagine a jam that changes your life.
It's like $600 bottle of jam.
Yeah, look, exactly.
I can imagine it. Like you don't have to sell me on.
Well, how about you jam out some fucking sponsors in Ross?
Yeah, Ross.
You know how this little stink donkey starts off with boys and girls out there. We got a
That's my nickname
new,
for Evan.
Little stink donkey. Hey, you little stink donkey.
Stink donkey.
Little taco boy and stink donkey. It's just the two of you guys riding off in the sunset together. I could be the new Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid.
On a shitty donkey.
Yeah.
I'm covered in oil, just shirtless and fat.
I actually imagined that the other day. I was like, Jared would just be covered in cooking grease at all times because he looks like it. And you're like, how are you covered in cooking grease?
Right. Why were you imagining this?
It could
like,
get
at what point
your
day is
here.
This something you need to fucking imagine?
I imagine at least 20 times a day, typically when I'm in the restroom.
By the way, that is Evan Hafer. He is on the show today because
Welcome, Evan Hafer.
Is out of town visiting some wounded veterans in San Antonio, hustling away, being an awesome dude. So Evan is jumping in and going to spice up the show for us.
He is. Evan, since you're here, we got a new sponsor to the show.
Yes.
It's a sexy one, Sofleet.com. That's Sofleet.com. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
So Sofleet is programming. So when I say that, it's programming for exercise and fitness preparation for like special forces selection and assessment. So you're combining those two words of special operations forces and athlete. So they do like BUDS selection prep, SF selection prep, and then they also do firefighters, PJs, and a bunch of other stuff. So you can download those PDFs. For $25 to $50. They also do like protein supplements, clothing, It's a badass brand by Brent Phillips. He's a MARSOC guy. Fantastic person. He was out here for our Veteran Business Alliance.
The VBA, dude, ladies and gentlemen.
Which is so fucking awesome because Ross just let us know they're a sponsor. I mean, the Softleet products are everywhere in her, in the yeah. Black Rifle office. So that's super cool that they're a part of it. And I'm glad and more than glad to represent their brand. On the
I had a lot of fun with him too when he was visiting. I had a lot of fun with him.
He's an attractive man.
He's very hot.
Yeah.
He's a good
looking
dude.
He reminds me of a firefighter. Yeah.
I didn't like when he was around. I was like, hey, dude, are you
He looks like a firefighter, doesn't he? Yeah. Like he tans, like I mean, just being around him, I felt like I was at that Vegas show that
we
the
thought
down
he was
under.
A Navy SEAL.
What was that?
Was
I will say,
SEAL.
You people discredit the Rangers and MARSOC guys for their looks, but they're known for it. I think there's more attractive MARSOC guys than SEALs.
We should per capita, absolutely
per capita, yeah. Per capita, yep. Per capita,
per capita. All right, I like it. Look, I didn't know who it was when I was talking to him on the phone. He sounded sexy. Good for him.
Yeah, and he's packing heat. I saw him in the bathroom the other day. He's packing heat.
Oh yeah.
Whoa! Whose dick are you looking at, Evan?
Hey. Oh, Jared's jealous.
Listen, I Lady and the Tramp a hot dog with him earlier, and now he wants to talk about fucking Brant's dick.
Oh, he's taking it back. He's playing. He's a little Indian giver. He's a little Indian giver over there.
Give that heat an Indian bird. That's how big it is.
Well, welcome to the show, Softly. Well, we appreciate the sponsorship. To the show. We appreciate the sponsorship. And
Softly,
guess what?
Softly
to make your dick bigger, according to...
And Ross, one thing to add to that, because we get a lot of messages in from guys that listen to the show that would love to pursue a career in a specialty career field in the military. So if you are looking for that, it's easier to go to Softleet and get their programs than to ask us, you know, how do I prepare for selection?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just eat a sandwich in Jared's mind, you know?
Yeah.
Umsies. I just dream of sandwiches.
Yumsies.
Every time I have physical pain, I dream of sandwiches.
Every time I have physical pain, you know what I do? I take a little Strike Force. I rub it in the wound. I put a little Strike Force energy all over my wounds. Strike Force energy is the tastiest little energy drink in all the land. It comes in a little tiny tin pouch. You can put it in every single liquid. Kick the fucking can. You don't need it anymore. Put the can down.
Kick the can.
Roll down the window. Throw the can out the window.
Scientifically proven Strike Force energy will give you 730 more swings on a giant hammer when working on the railroad.
Yep, it really will. Next time you pass a railroad track, go and think how that was built. Know that there was a lot of Strike Force in Asia put into that, right into that sweet railway. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com for all your fucking sweet, sweet energy highs. Get a subscription. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every order. They ship everywhere.
Every
in the
motherfucking order.
World. You know where they shipped, Matt?
Where do they ship? Let me know, Ross.
Dude, dog, they shipped to Chad. Straight up Chad. And I was like, because we got a message. Well, hey, and it was like, hey, man.
In the Army Now took place in Chad.
I know.
Well, do you want to know something fucked up?
Pauly Shore.
A guy named Chad ordered it from Chad. That blows your fucking mind.
That's
you know?
What I thought happened. I was like, hey, thanks for the love, Chad. And he goes, no, you don't understand. It's not only my name, it's my fucking country. And I was like, oh,
boom.
Shit. They found him. He was in a mud hut. He said that he built by hand, some of his relatives had eaten something terrible for whatever their Thanksgiving was, and he built this mud hut, and he needed some Strike Force energy to build a little house to sleep in.
I heard he built the whole village huts after that, too, just based on Strike Force. You know? He was like, one's not enough. I'm going all the way up.
And if you're guarding a village, go to TartarusOrdinance.com for a little home defense ammunition. You need an ammunition to guard a village. Go to TartarusOrdinance.com for all your fucking home defense ammunition needs. They got guns. They got bullets. They got everything. Bang, 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 bang. It'll make you say, "I wish a motherfucker would." Come through the front door. You'll be met with Tartarus and a 4-4, dude. And next up after that, we got Warfighter Tobacco. Put a little cigar in your mouth. Warfighter. Transport yourself back into the 1800s. Smoke them if you got them. Take it inside a bar or restaurant. I don't give a fuck that there's laws against it. Smoke on up. They're hand-rolled in Dominican Republic.
That is exactly correct.
God damn
we don't
it.
Give a fuck if there's laws, Ross.
No. Dude, you treat yourself like Chris Brown tonight. There are no laws. You want to lock yourself inside your fucking house and wait all day for the LAPD to tear down your front door? Do it. Smoke up, dude. Just like warfightertobacco.com. It's the finest Cubano seeds into a Dominican Republic hand-rolled cigar. They're 100% combat veteran owned. Put down the hookah. Smoke a cigar like a goddamn man. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off.
We can get into it later, but we went to our good buddy Kit Cope's wedding, and we walked up, and I'm sure these guys were whoever, but when we walk into this group, there was four dudes I don't know in suits. Looked like some semi-manly guys, I don't know, but then they pull out this fucking, like, giant vape.
They start vaping, dude, and we're like, oh, look, there's the fag circle.
Literally, we were like five people, everyone's like, look at the douche circle, and so, I mean, but if they all had cigars, I would have been like, oh, I want to go fucking
shit
hang
with those
guys.
I want to hang out with those guys.
Yeah, I
want to
hang out with the guys who smoke cigars.
They're obviously men.
Yeah, I want to hang out with the guys who smoke cigars, not Darth Vapor. You know what I'm saying? Like
Darth Vapor, yeah.
let's get a cigar in that mouth. Clip
dude, if I wanted to vape, I'd suck a dick at a truck stop.
That's not even close.
But there's a perfect example.
Not even close.
There was, we went to a mini Sundance thing, and one of our drinking bro buddies was there, and he's openly gay. Fucking cool ass dude.
Funny as fuck.
Vaping came up, and he goes, I might be gay, but I'm not a faggot.
Yeah,
and I was like, shit.
I ain't gonna get caught vaping. I don't suck those stupid dicks off.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit.
That guy really sucks dicks off.
Yeah, but he blows dudes, so
yeah, but he's like gay, but he also says he enjoys women too.
Yeah, yeah.
He is our unicorn that we talked about where he has the highest quality of life.
Yeah.
Everybody's free game for that man.
Look at him. He's living his fucking life. He's living his tiny little dreams. I love it. God bless him. God bless that little twink. He's got a little twinkle in his eye, that one.
No, he's like 6'3 and like 280.
He's not the twink, bro.
Whatever.
He's the bear, dude. He would wrap you up like a tortilla and eat you south of the border, bro.
Boom.
Whoa.
He would, Ross.
Would he start with the ass? Would he start with the ground?
Oh, come on. Why you got to go graphic with it, dude?
Oh, man. You want to take it there?
Matt's just over here describing what me and Evan are going to do later.
What?
Boy.
Well, if you need
we have a hot tub date.
I would say if you do need some sexual help with what you guys want to do later, I would read the greatest book of all time, which is what, Ross?
Which I believe is At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the finest fucking romance novel ever written for dudes. Look, is it the best piece of literature you've ever read in your entire life? Yes. Am I the most gifted man with a quill since fucking Benjamin Franklin? Probably. Probably. My signature's probably more valuable right now. So go ahead and get A Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. It's on audible.com as well. It's on amazon.com. It's in Barnes & Noble. It's everywhere you want to be, except for Walmart. Fuck Walmart. They just won't have it in there. Last but not least, we got a little Black Rifle Coffee. Evan Hafer, why don't you give us a holler about your co?
Black Rifle Coffee is a premium roast-to-order coffee company. We roast to order. So order comes in one day or day one. We roast it the final day or the next day, and then we ship it out on day three.
Talk about those 72
hours
profiles, though, with coffee. Like, talk about that window, that special window for people that enjoy coffee.
That special little window. So I import right now directly from Colombia. We import every week from Colombia, the freshest green bean. And we put in our roasters. We got three German 14-kilo ProBat roasters that we're cooking beans in about 8 to 12 hours a day. And you can put that up to basically a nice little window. If you look at 100% roast profile, one being the green bean all the way over on the left, non-roasted, and then over at like 10 at carbon, it sits at about a 3, and you only have about 30% of that, which is good.
You're just nerding out
I'm
the coffee.
I'm fucking nerding out, man. I apologize.
Ahead,
so right in that window, you've got a limited amount of time to put that green bean in your roaster to get full flavor, and then you roast it to a certain level, and we start basically our lightest roast, which is Gunship, Sniper's Hide, and then we go all the way over to Murdered Out. Murdered Out's about the darkest that we get. However, a lot of people don't realize this, is that the lighter roasts, they don't necessarily have more caffeine. They have more water weight. So they have more of the chemical retention in the bean. So if you have a lighter roast, you're going to get a little bit more caffeine out of that kick because you're going to need more dark.
I always thought the darker the roast, but that, when you told me that, I was like, I've been lied to.
This is Santa Claus. This is coffee science here. You're not going to find it anywhere else. Like, there might be other people out there that are trying to replicate what we do, but Evan's a fucking scientist.
Yeah, you're not going to get this shit in Columbia.
University of Phoenix scientist, but you know, it works.
Columbia University.
Yeah. It's Columbia University. It's out of St. Martin in the islands there. That's where I went. Not a bad program. Three weeks, PhD. Great fucking program.
Dude, I want to get a three-week PhD.
But did your degree come on like the back of a banana peel, or what was it? How did they present you with that?
No, Ross, this isn't Bush League, dude. It's on a coconut, all right? It's on a fucking coconut. Yeah.
I like it.
Carve your degree into a coconut.
That's how they
write it on a little tiny piece of paper, put it in a bottle, and throw it out in the ocean.
Does that wrap up sponsors right there?
It does wrap up sponsors.
Go to blackriflecoffee.com. Drinking or drinking bros, 20% off the coffee club, right? Is that what it sits at?
Yes, it is 20% off. So you go to blackriflecoffee.com and you type in drinking or drinking bros. Either one will work. It's 20% off. Join the club. Because that's the best value.
Huge discount.
And you get discounts through all the other companies in our space. You'll literally pay for your years of coffee through just taking advantage of the discount codes.
All right, Ross. So I would like to dedicate today's episode to one of my very, very close and awesome friends. His name's Mr. Daniel Sanchez.
Okay.
Danny Sanchez was a combat controller stationed at the 23rd STS and was killed quite a few years back. We miss him, but today is his birthday. He would have been 29.
All right. Happy birthday,
Cheers
Danny.
Cheers to him.
Cheers.
Cheers to Danny.
Cheers.
Cheers to Danny.
So that's cool. The Bro Bible just shared our video on the YouTube link. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool that they did a story on us. I just got the text right now. Look at that.
Nice. Oh, that's really cool, man.
Look at that. That's a big one. Thanks, Bro Bible. I don't know if any of you dudes listen, but I appreciate you sharing the content.
I do have some email addresses for those guys. So
I like Bro Bible, yeah.
I do, too. I really do like those guys.
Yeah, I do, too. Fun fact, Matt. They've got a book through our mutual agent now. We'd love to have the Bro Bible guys on.
That's really cool. I will send them an email, Russ, to see if we can't get those guys out
here. He talked a little shit about me, but that's okay.
Did he?
Did he really?
No. You know how people like that in social forum, they can't completely agree with the statements that I have. So they're just saying, I won't completely agree with him. And if he invents a solar panel, maybe I will. But that's fine. Hey, listen, that's the beauty of America, motherfucker. We can disagree.
Nobody disagreed on today was their love for Harambe. The way
for
that
Harambe,
that song just united an entire country.
You're such a...
Holy shit.
Evan is dying over here.
Evan's dying right now. I think Evan wants to discuss Harambe with you.
Because I don't consider myself a doctor. I didn't go to school for it. But I do consider myself part of the healing process now. And I think that goes above and beyond the 4 years of college. Making music that heals a nation and brings it together is something unexpected, obviously. When he was tragically shot a couple months ago, Harambe, I knew something had to be done. But I was the man who fucking did it. Y'all motherfuckers brought me out of retirement, dude. You know, made that song because you guys refused to let me sing on the band name that I created, Lincoln's Box Seats. You didn't leave a gap for me.
That's the thing. Listen.
I came up with Lincoln's Box Seats.
I came up with Kennedy's Convertible.
Kennedy's Convertible.
You were Kennedy's convertible historically.
Either way, it is Ross. You know that you're part of Lincoln's Box Seats. It's just a matter.
It's a matter of when you can track.
We were motivating you as an artiste to show us your to get you out of retirement. Listen,
you should have released that song under Lincoln's Box.
Listen, when we dropped "Bitch I Operate," it was essentially my "I Need a Doctor" from Eminem. I was like, "Where's my Dr. Dre out?" And you came out, you know, you came out hard.
Yeah,
you know,
so. Look, one of the best there is. Words can't really describe all of my gifts. It's just not enough time for me to make sketches all the time. But goddamn, did I just drop a fucking banger today?
I think honestly, you need to restructure your week and dedicate just one day to stuff like that.
That's fun.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun. I probably will, when things slow down. There's a lot going on right now, so it's just too tough. But here's the really funny thing. So I wrote that song last week when you guys were like, "Oh, we recorded another song without you," and I was like, "Oh, really? I bet you I could write a fucking dope ass song in under 10 minutes. Wrote it in 8 minutes on the back of a doctor's letter in the mail. Dropped it. Two take Timmy on that motherfucker and got out of there in 20 minutes. Didn't really think about it. Shot it in a day and it was out in the world. We had a little rep from Ellen DeGeneres call today. They want to put it on the show. Ellen wants to come out and dance to it.
Is that real?
That is real. Is that real? The University of Nebraska hit me up. They're going to use it at their game. College football opens on Saturday. They're going to use it at their game. But here's where things get tricky. This is a really funny story behind the song, actually. I was in such a hurry to fucking dismiss you guys as quickly as I could. I write so much, and I write to music. I write to a lot of music. The problem is there's not a lot of American music out. Simply for the fact that musicians in this country just aren't making money anymore. So the guy who did the Range 15, music supervisor for Range 15, talented guy, Christopher Tarantino, he's a New York DJ. He's always going to different countries in Europe because he's like, dude, they've still got...
Wait. I know Chris Tarantino. He was in Helen Keller.
Yes.
I like him.
He's great. He's fucking awesome.
I didn't know he was our music supervisor.
Dude, the guy is brilliant. So
I like him.
Oh, by the way, he found that... Did it too. That's the guy. So anyways,
Nevis my way.
Dude, tell Chris I like him.
We love Chris. So he's got a... he was a DJ in New York for many years, and... He sends me these deep house mixes. So I'll write, you know, late into the night to these deep house mixes. That track was on there, some obscure fucking thing for Europe or another country. And then I'm sitting down with my child and we're watching like one of those, you know, funny cat videos on YouTube. And that song pops up and like a gorilla in the background. And I was like, oh, fuck, I know that song. I've been listening to it when I write. And I was like, I'll just write a fucking song to that. So that's what happened.
Boom.
And but here's the thing. So now they want the rights to it, and they're like, "Hey, so great. Can you sign off on the rights?" And I was like, "I don't know who did that." So I had to call them. It's some obscure band in Australia who recorded it, I guess, in like 2008 or 2009. So now they're trying to get a hold of this weird band.
Good luck with that. Yeah, that's gonna be a hard one.
Because it's just a background track, and I'm like, I don't even know what the fucking rights are on that. Nor do I care, because I wasn't selling it nor making it for profit. I made the song purely out of spite, so I don't know what's gonna happen. But I got more fucking phone calls from Hollywood on that goddamn song today than I did for Range 15, which was shocking because Range 15 was number one on Amazon, number fucking two on iTunes. But yet you like this song about this. And that led me to believe Hollywood just truly does not like fucking military at all. Like, that's the only explanation behind today's hubbub, if you will.
Yeah, of course they don't.
But I would have thought, and I had this conversation with Nick and Jared, Matt, but I would have thought having the number look, the number one movie on Amazon, the number two movie on iTunes, I would have thought you would have had at least like a Lionsgate or, you know, maybe a New Line calling you guys for the sequel saying, hey, we'll give you $5 million for your next one, but we control the rights or something like that. Even though you wouldn't have taken that. That's what I would have thought. And then today, I was like, man, they just really don't like the military.
It's consistent. I think anything we do, we had that conversation last night when we were talking about we released a video called How to Be an American. And I mean, we're sitting at 20 million views in 48
yes,
hours.
Yes, it was massive.
No, it's less than
48. And by the way,
what's up?
Can you tell the audience your full name? Because I know you're coming up on a million. That's been a big goal for you guys for a long time. it's Matt Best 11X on Facebook, correct?
Yeah, he's Matt Best with one T, and it's a verified account. But yeah, we're coming up on it, but on a million followers, which is pretty dope. But
that's a huge deal, Matt. Like you're not as amped about that as I am. Like that's a million fucking followers. That's insane.
Are you Nick Palmashawing me? He always gets mad when I don't get super excited. No, it's cool, man. Like it's I value that number because it wasn't like a one video thing that took us there. It's been like a slow grind with all my business partners to kind of grow the brand and that. But so what I was kind of referencing was this video goes huge, right? I mean, it's fucking 20 million views pretty much right now. It's
massive.
350,000 shares, blah, 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 blah. But nobody...
By the way, only one other video beat you in the last 2 days on all of Facebook. That's a fun fact for you.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
Which one was it?
Yeah, what beat us?
A guy, Logan Paul, he was doing Logan
Paul.
Stunts.
Logan Paul doesn't count. Like, yeah, he always consistently gets like 40.
73 million views that guy got. Yeah. Somebody from New York called and told me that.
Oh.
About you. And they were amped about it. So
that's cool.
Your video is massive.
Yeah, it did well for the company and stuff. So, but like with that, like you won't see any articles like that come out for us because everybody hates us. They resent that we get that traffic. So I think it's very similar in the movie sense where like, you know, number two in iTunes, one in Amazon. It's like people, they're sitting behind their things saying, fuck these people, fuck those dudes. And it's kind of a funny concept because instead of being motivated by our successes, which is kind of how I look at competitors or other people, I'm like, wow, they had a product that works. How do I tailor my brand and my movement to be successful like them? They get jealous and hate us for
it. We've had two record days too in our stores, like two massive record days. Like,
yeah,
just records.
Level of shock though for it is because here's the other thing is Hollywood also loves money, so I would figure they would push aside their hatred for everything you guys stand for and just say, all right, fuck it, I don't really give a shit, they're gonna make a shit ton of money, so let's do that. But that is not the case.
But that's okay.
It's not the case.
I think kind of a cool thing I'd actually like to talk about in the podcast for people that don't really live in the social media space. Like it's pretty cool, crazy, because you have all these like Hollywood types and these production companies which essentially pay based off of what they call impressions or influencing. So they'll say, I need a million impressions. An impression is not necessarily a view. It is putting that piece of content in a Facebook feed, in a targeted ad or something like that. And it's pretty insane that, I mean, if you're looking at a targeted demo niche impression for about a million, you're looking at anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000. And I think we were laughing about it today. I mean, we shot that video on iPhones and, you know, I edited it on my fucking shitty little guy.
Literally phones. That whole video was shot on my Mac. Phones.
Really? Yeah. It looked nice. It looked really
fucking
nice.
We light.
Shout out to Richard Ryan for helping me buy a new lighting thing and coloring because I didn't want Jared.
Oh, was Big Dick Ryan there?
Well, Jared normally colors because he's crazy good at it, but he was busy doing some other stuff. So I colored it, but Richard gave me the program. So it makes it look fancy, but yeah, getting that kind of content pisses people off because it's successful and it's what their businesses can't do. So
and it's free. Fun. Meanwhile, you have other companies out there spending between $20,000 and $80,000 on like some stupid ass production and then they don't see a return on it.
Right. They don't see any production. They don't see any return off of it. And that's the thing that blows me away about this. Like, I think you would think that you would get just like 100 phone calls by different businesses. Right. You get guys.
That's what I would have thought too. Yep.
You have Madison Avenue marketing companies that can't do this. Like
they can't do it.
That we were talking to one of
they're
our other
fake,
friends.
They're all fake, dude. Yeah. I mean, they're all so fake. Every time I've ever met any self-proclaimed social media expert, they are so fake. Like in literally all they do is they read these fucking, There's a couple sites that put out emails like that tell you like here's how to increase your social media exposure. Be original, like,
huh?
Yeah, and that's all they do is they regurgitate stupid information that means nothing.
And we're not saying that to suck our own dicks. It's merely like if you are a business owner looking to get some form of engagement for, you know, a hobby or whatever in social media, don't trust these fucking bigger corporations because, like, man, I mean. Who was it that threw, it was a friend in business of ours, like threw like $30,000 and they didn't make one conversion off that money?
I don't remember.
Whatever. Oh, I remember.
Yeah, it was.
I remember.
He's done it before.
Me? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Well,
how much money was it?
$30,000? So my first business, I spent $60,000 with a marketing company down in Austin,
I'm talking
Texas.
About you. I'm sorry.
Probably, yeah.
Just kidding.
And we had nobody. show up.
Zero.
Well, and then what did you do? What did you do when you were in the waiting room of another company or Kill Club?
So I was.
You were like
Kill
lead generator. You literally created a lead generator while you were in the waiting room for a meeting, and then you had converted you.
I don't know, like 200 people or something like that. In like an hour.
Minutes.
And they were talking, they were going on, their marketing guys were going on and on. Like, we got to develop a landing page. We got to do this. This is going to be at least a $20,000, $30,000 project. And I was like, yeah, I did this in 15 minutes. So
in the waiting room, off of your Wi-Fi. So I already did that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're a business owner in that, do the research yourself, because the information is out there, but it takes time to learn the processes and all that stuff to optimize whatever you're doing, but don't trust these other people, because you're just going to literally burn
money. We're on the iTunes charts again, multiple times.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're number one in comedy. Like, take your pants off.
We're one.
Oh, take your pants off. Is
yeah.
1, 3, and 4
and 10. Yeah.
So it's we've got
four of the top 10 in comedy are you guys.
Yeah.
And we no didn't one even, is called.
We didn't even tell anybody.
No one is, well,
we didn't even
fuck?
Advertise to Take Your Pants. All Matt did was literally upload Take Your Pants Off to iTunes, and it went into number one. Like, we didn't even tell anybody it was there.
And then we have the new one. I put it up today. So
yeah.
There
what,
is
what
a
you
secret.
Guys are doing
there's
is unbelievably
song.
Impressive.
Secret.
Yeah. It's what you guys are doing is unbelievably impressive. I have never seen it to this extent before. How you guys aren't flooded with shit is absolutely fucking beyond me.
Well, it wouldn't
Let me
matter
ask you
because
this, Matt,
yeah,
go for it. Do you guys have like a party planned or anything for your millionth? The guys who helped with mine edit it, JT Machinima, when they hit 500,000 on YouTube the other day, they had a little party to celebrate their users. Are you gonna do something for the million on Facebook?
No, we're doing the Freedom Fest.
Nah, I'm not that guy, man. I remember this comment will always resonate with me. We hit 100,000 likes on Facebook, and we posted it, and I was like, "Thanks for the 100,000 likes." And some guy goes, "I don't follow you for your stupid fucking numbers." He's like, "I follow because the difference you guys are trying to make, and you're like," and I was, it was cool because you get
the only time we really celebrated was 1,000 likes.
It
was 1,000. It was in my office.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. We got it in 48 hours.
But the way that guy said that statement, it was like it took all the vanity away from it, and he's like, "Be more impressed with like what you're doing and continue the mission." So I was like, that's fucking rad. So I don't million. I don't know. No, we're maybe just try to one up myself with content and keep writing better and cooler stuff for the guys, you know, the drinking bros.
Because after a million, I think the next milestone is 10. After that, I don't think you celebrate.
God,
until
that's
you get
a
to 10.
Big number.
It's kind of like, you know, birthdays. You have 16, 18,
like
and 21.
You're coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Since I've met you, you've doubled your numbers in almost a year. So. I wouldn't say it's too far out of the realm.
Yeah, I think Ross, our first conversation, Matt, was at under 250.
Yes, 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 he was. And that's how fast you guys have pushed this thing.
You know what I saw too is we grew 100,000 Instagram followers in 1 year on Art 15.
Yeah, look at that. You should throw yourself a little. A little party cake.
Little party
get a
cake.
A little 1 mil little, party cake.
Some black rifle and a dildo. That's all you need in life. It's a black rifle and a dildo.
That's all you need in this world.
Nah, man,
you know?
I'm just thankful to be working with my friends, dude. My best friends are my business partners. You, Ross, fucking Evan, Rocco, JT. It's cool. Every day I enjoy myself. And if we can influence others to be better and a better individual, then fuck yeah, dude.
How come JT was mentioned last?
Yeah,
what's that?
I like that. I wish everybody was like that about
OG.
Their job.
Yeah. JT's OG, you know? He started from the bottom, now we're here.
You guys have no idea, like JT was in on my couch today, sitting in my office, like texting or doing whatever JT does. Who knows, right? Like looking at cat vomit videos or whatever the fuck he has going on. And I had like a moment of like zen where I was like, this is fucking rad. JT here on a regular basis is like quite possibly been a dream of mine for, I don't know, a year, year and a half.
That's funny.
It was fucking awesome.
I like how JT comes, you're happier, and you send your wife away for like 3 months so you can have more time
it's
to
jet.
Concentrate.
It's called Jet.
Now it's Jem. Now it's Jem, bro. Yeah. It's Jem.
No, it's not Jem. It's Jet. Anyway, like Ross, if you really think about the history of me and Evan, the first 2 hours of us hanging out, we designed the Outdoor Magic shirt. So Evan just goes, I've always wanted to have a shirt with a unicorn fucking an elk with a fish on its head. I called my artist right then, had it done. Like, that shirt exists in the Black Rifle store right now. We got
outdoor magic.
We got fucking hammered and ended up in a hot tub together. And that's when we said we should start a whiskey company.
Yeah. and my wife, it stays true to this day, which was my wife was upstairs and we were keeping her up laughing hysterically till like 4 a.m. as I worked through probably a half handle on Maker's Mark.
Yeah. I drank a whole bottle of High West vodka.
Oh God, it was a mess.
That's why we keep Jared around, because he doesn't shoot for the moon, he shoots for another galaxy with ideas. We should take over the world. You're like, oh, whatever. Holy fuck, we actually might be able to do it. That's
what
Jared.
I love about Jared. That's Jared. He's also the guy that will fuck a McChicken sandwich at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, he probably would.
And when I saw that video, Jared, don't think you weren't the first person that literally came to my mind.
If there's one person that would fuck a McChicken, I would definitely do it.
Yeah, I was like, man, I saw this trending for 3 days on Twitter. Number one, McChicken, the McChicken sandwich. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? I open it up and boom, there it is. A black guy just fucking, literally fucking a McChicken sandwich from McDonald's.
I looked for it. I couldn't find it.
You couldn't? I didn't see it. Is it disgusting or is it?
I wish I could find it.
It is absolutely disgusting. And all I kept thinking was that is Jared fucking a Jimmy John sandwich is what it is.
I'm almost positive he's done that.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, the videos that Jared has showed me, like, I don't think Jared is actually that gross in real life. I think he just enjoys the wow factor and making people sick. But there are certain things we talked about in the podcast. Jared hates semen. So if you put him where he has to be in a situation involving semen, you can almost make him throw up, which is easy day for me.
Yeah, he hates semen.
He's pouring a drink right now, so he's off the mag. Just imagine like fucking 6 ounces of cum where it's sticky in that drink, Jared.
Yeah.
I think you went to go throw up.
Oh, God.
Jared would test positive for pepperoni.
Well, don't watch the McChicken video. What, the McChicken video has got it, like mayonnaise.
Can you break it down for us, Ross, a little bit for the audience?
Yeah. So basically what it is, it's a tight shot of the man's penis. He put his dick in between the buns and he's got the McChicken on top of his dick and he's fucking it. So he's fucking, it's a one-handed thing. Black guy, he's got a hammer on it, and he's just going to town on this McChicken sandwich.
I mean, it's just an overhead. I saw it.
He obviously shot it with his phone.
Yeah, but the funny thing is he turned the camera around and put it on his face too. So he like showed you who he was.
Do you think McDonald's
actually
did
this? He was proud of what he did.
That would be some guerrilla marketing.
That would be excellent guerrilla marketing right there. That's what I got to say.
I think that
For the McChicken? Yeah. Do you think they did it on purpose, Evan?
I don't know. I think that if I was a smart McDonald's executive, that's how I would play things.
Yeah, you would have a black guy fucking McChicken sandwich.
That's my demographic. That's where I'm going. You know, I'm headed right to the Jared Taylors. That's where I'm headed.
Yeah, like
that is a really good idea.
It really is.
We should lock ourselves into a
you safe. So who's gonna fuck a bag of coffee, Evan?
Exactly. No, you third party sources.
Dude, with us though, like with Black Rifle, like honestly, we could literally fund a porno, and the audience would go fucking nuts.
You know what I would like to see? You know how Richard Ryan does those slow-mo videos? Like a lot of them, you know? Shit. I would like to see a slow-motion dildo being shot through a bag of coffee in slow motion.
How could we fire a dildo at high speeds?
That's a great question. Like I don't have that answer, but I'm sure you guys do.
Or do we line the dildo with metal and we shoot it out of a rail gun?
That would
we gotta get it fast. Because you gotta get it fast.
That's our next video. It's a dildo through a bag of coffee. Right there.
I think you're right.
I would love to see it because if you had the logo out and the camera was pointed at the bag, then you could see the you shot it two cameras.
What if we just shot dildos at competitors' amazing. Coffees?
You wouldn't want to advertise for anybody. Who's your biggest competitor? Right. No. Our biggest competitor, honestly, I don't know. I don't even think we have any competitors at this point.
I don't think we do.
Starbucks isn't. Really
I get a couple guys asking me for bags of coffee in your space. I won't say their names.
Just random guys. Just like, hey, Ross, can I get a bag of coffee? Or like, what are you talking about?
Can I send you a bag of coffee? I know you guys have Black Rifle.
Nice.
I just want to send it to you. And I was just like, what's the hidden message there?
Ooh.
Because we're Black Rifle on this show till we die.
Yeah.
Till I die.
It was funny because, Ross, you know, we have this friend in L.A. that's been a friend of ours for a while that manages a lot of the big social media people, like Curtis Lepore and stuff like that, big influencers.
Yeah.
And he got a random email from one of our competitors essentially asking, saying, hey, I'd like to talk about getting some of your influencers to promote our brands. And he literally hit the reply button and said, I'm Art 15 for life.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's funny because I don't think they knew we were connected in that space like we are. And I think that probably sent a quick message that says, we're all over the place, motherfuckers.
So here is something extremely interesting, which is a sponsored ad by McDonald's on YouTube, which is he's loving it. All right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
So McDonald's sponsored that ad?
No, I just made that up, but I thought it was great.
Yeah, that would have been good. Yeah.
It would have been great.
I believed you. You lied.
That's not true. I believed you too. That's not true.
No, it's not true.
Well, you're looking at YouTube for a fuck video. You're not going to find it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can't find it on YouTube.
I'm looking at YouTube to see exactly.
Yeah,
kind of
you're
like
not going to. You never go to YouTube for fuck videos.
What kind of ads are popping up?
Okay.
Hey, it's funny. Evan, let me ask you. You're a marketing wizard, a marketing research expert, if you will. Can you explain one thing to me?
Please.
The biggest marketing question I have in the entire universe, why is there always pictures of dicks next to hetero porn? Like how to get your dick bigger, just like huge dicks in the camera. Like, don't you want your dick
bigger? Well, because
demographics, that's
easy.
That's not true.
Because you were watching gay porn before.
Yeah, they target the previous spots you've been on the internet, Ross. So I actually think that's just for you.
No, I don't think so. It's an insecurity thing, right? The male ego is driven by insecurities quite often. So it's
listen,
like you're not masculine enough.
Ross, if you're neck deep.
No, maybe Evan's right. I send dick pics to all my friends. I've probably got 1,000 on my phone. I've probably Googled dick pics like probably 500 times and just smash dick pics and then send them off to my buddies. You're probably right.
I think it comes down to your demographic. Like if you're swimming in pussy, you're not fucking online fucking watching porn every 10 minutes. So you're swimming in pussy.
No, I'm not swimming. I'm a one.
Have
I'm
you met Mr. Mad Bad?
I am Mr. Front House to Charlie Sheen.
Take it back. I am a one woman kind of guy.
Mr. Saturday Night Banana Splits.
Listen.
Don't know what that means, dude, but I like it.
It went back to the conversation we had the other day on the podcast. Would you the dick sucking 10 randoms or 10 or 1 10 times? I like that with women. I like to find someone that like has the same exact things
absolutely.
I like and stick with it. Then you don't worry about getting shit fucking randos.
Also, too, like hitting the reset button every day is fucking tiring. You gotta hear the same thing, like, what do you do? Oh, that's cool. What do you do for fun?
I'm not about that life.
Oh, nothing? Oh, God, you're awesome.
So,
yeah. So there's a lot going on in that space of yours, isn't there? Inside that laptop, it's a whole world of Matt Best magic in there.
Not really.
What's your favorite porn? What do you go for? Is it tats?
I don't know. Whatever the week is.
My favorite one is the brother fucks scared sister during tornado.
Oh my God. God. Is that real?
That's so specific.
Oh my God. If you Google that, man, Evan, you got your computer, just Google it.
Wow.
It's so good.
That's real? That's real, though.
That's my favorite.
Brother fuck scared sister.
Yes, he is absolutely true.
Evan's got it.
I'm pulling it up right now.
No way is that real.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, everyone. Welcome to Drinking Bros.
Oh, my.
Holy shit. Was it because of the tornado? Or, like, did that add to it?
I don't know, man. I just like that one. It really gets me going. because there's like a tornado and then their brother sister, so that's bad.
Oh my
God. This is like,
I mean, it's not even at the porn. The porn doesn't even weird me out, but how Jared is defining why he likes it is quite weird. And then she's like scared, and then
she's really, Evan's watching it, she's really scared though.
Yeah, she's holding a stuffed animal. she's holding a stuffed animal.
Is
she's
he protecting
super scared
her at first? Like, is he like,
no, he's just
how,
like,
how does it,
he's just like, he's like, no, no, we're gonna fuck during the tornado.
And of course, why? I am spammed right now.
With?
It's so great.
Jared.
What? With what? Twister DVDs? Can you buy the movie Twister on Blu-ray? Yeah, what are you spammed with over
that,
there?
That was such a funny
joke, Ross.
I've got
a pop-up that will not go away right now.
I love that. Is it Twister? Wouldn't that be funny? It's a porn like with a tornado, and they're trying to fucking remarket Twister to the extended DVD
version.
Yeah,
like, go to Amazon. It's available now on Blu-ray for the first time.
Can you not
ever
watch it?
Because
I can pull it. I've got a hyperlink on my
movie
phone. I can get it real quick.
Of course you do. Of course
I can
you
get
do
it really quick, and you guys can watch it.
God.
It's a good one.
I mean, we can't watch it on the show, yeah, but everybody at home can go and Google that. Can go Google brother fuck scared sister during tornado.
Yeah. Well, I'll just watch the Google analytics just uptick right now because of that right there.
And I think we probably just found the name for this episode as well of the podcast. So.
Are you really gonna name this one "Brother Fuck Scared Sister"?
I don't think we really have a choice at this point here.
God. She's holding.
It's
a
show sponsored by Twister.
It's a good video. It's hot.
The Helen Hunt classic Twister.
Oh, Helen Hunt. That was her name.
Did you grab a belt?
Oh man, you know.
No, I didn't find it.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Podcast.
Looking.
Yeah.
God, this dry air. I'm all stuffy.
It's an audio show.
Yeah.
Sound like a girl.
We can't just be going to Google. We can't be going to Google. But with that, what we can do is we can go to the Drinking Bro of the Week. How about that?
We sure can.
How about that, kids? We'll go to the Drinking Bro of the Week. The Drinking Bro of the Week this week is actually Rocco. Rocco has this one.
Yes, he does.
He sent me a story on it, and I'm gonna pull it up and I'm gonna read it word for word because this one was holy shit. If you follow Rocco on any of his social media accounts, the story that Matt told at the top of the show was not a lie. He's in San Antonio. Anyways, he says, I'm spending my time at the hospital. My good buddy from Bliss asked if I could check on his soldier. Walked in the door and was surprised. He immediately recognized who I was. It gave me the chills. His name is Devin Ross. And he said, hey, Ross, your unit asked me to stop by and check on you. He started tearing up, as did Rocco. He told me that he was starting to feel forgotten and that no one cared anymore. It was such an emotional moment for me to hear those words. Due to the cancer, they will have to amputate one of his legs and part of his pelvis.
Yeah.
He has one hell of a fight in front of him for the next few years. Rocco says that he's been blessed to put in this position that he's in and that he's able to help lift up a soldier like Ross just by stopping by and checking on him. And he's extremely humbled. So he says, if anybody has any time to please stop by, say hi and make him smile.
I sent him a text. He posted his phone number. I sent him a text this morning. That post, I cried this morning. That post made me cry.
Where did you post that number if they
want
to send some love?
Where's
that number posted if people want to send some love to the
I think Rocco put his phone number in the comments under it. So I sent him a text.
He did. It's on the Vincent Rocco Vargas page on Facebook.
Yeah, I felt like a baby. I woke up and Matt was gone, and then I read that, and I just went.
If you want to go to Rocco's page and then give some love, shoot that guy a text and tell him that the Drink Bros supports him and wishes him it's a long, hard road, but the best one he can have and enjoy, and let him know that his brothers and sisters are behind him. That'd be awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, man. So to Rocco, thank you for posting this. Thank you for hitting me up today about this. Yeah, man, really glad you stopped by. It's boy, that story got to me this morning. It really did. But anyways, cheers. Cheers to you. Cheers to everybody out there listening. Thank you for tuning in. Like Jared said, you can get Twister on DVD, on Blu-ray at Amazon.com.
Shut the fuck up.
Go to drinkingbrospodcast.com for all your t-shirt needs. We got a special one. I think it might be sold out today. Dicks out for Harambe. Support the movement. Support the cause. And for Jared Taylor, Mr. Matt Bess, Ross Patterson, and our very, very special guest, Mr. Evan Hafer, we are out of here. Don't let the tornado get you, people. If so, find your sister.
Night, night.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.